In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Today's homily, brothers and sisters, comes from the 3rd century, from about 240 A.D., only a couple hundred years after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's written by, or it was delivered first in Neo-Caesarea by St. Gregory the Wonderworker, my patron saint. Today, lines of praise are sung joyfully by the choirs of angels, and the light of the advent of Christ shines brightly upon the faithful. Today is glad springtime for us, and Christ, the Son of Righteousness, beams with clear light around us, illumining the minds of the faithful. Today, Adam is made new and moves in the choirs of angels, having winged his way to heaven. Today, the whole sphere of the earth is filled with joy, since the visitation of the Holy Spirit is now made manifest in men. Today, the grace of God and the hope of what is unseen shine in wonders surpassing imagination, making the mystery hidden from eternity now plainly visible to us. Today, in men's lives, are woven prayer ropes of unfading virtue. Today, God, eager to crown the holy heads of those pleased to hearken to him and to delight in his festivals, invites the lovers of sure faith as his heirs. And the heavenly kingdom eagerly summons those who attend to heavenly things to join the divine service with the bodiless choirs. Today is fulfilled David's word, "Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. The fields shall be joyful, and all the trees of the wood before the Lord, because he cometh." So David mentions trees, and the Baptist and forerunner speaks of us as trees in calling us to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. And our Lord Jesus Christ promises perpetual gladness to all who believe in him when he says, "I will see you, and ye shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you." Today, this illustrious and ineffable Christian mystery is plainly declared to us. Today, Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, came to a pure virgin, bearing the glad annunciation, "Hail, thou who art highly favored." And she asked in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel immediately proceeded to say, "The Lord is with thee. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary to the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Shall I still remain a virgin? Is not the honor of virginity then lost by me?" And while she was perplexed about these things, the angel briefly set before her a summary of his whole message, saying to the virgin, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also, the Holy One who shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For who he is, that also shall he be called." Meekly then did grace elect the pure Mary, alone out of all generations. For she proved herself prudent in all things, and no woman has been born like her in all the generations. She was not like the primeval virgin, Eve, who, keeping holiday alone in paradise, with a thoughtless mind, unguardedly listened to the word of the serpent, the author of all evil, thus becoming depraved in her mind, and thus through her, the deceiver, releasing his poison, poisoned the whole world, giving rise to all of the trouble of all of the saints. No, in the Holy Virgin, even the fall of our first mother is repaired. As Holy Mary pondered these things within herself, she said to the angel, "From where hast thou brought to us such a blessing? Out of what treasure store is the pearl of your word sent to us? You are come from heaven, yet you now walk on earth. You have taken the form of a man, yet you are glorious with dazzling light." And the archangel replied, "Fear not, Mary, for I have not come to overpower you with fear, but to dispel fear. Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Do not question grace by the standard of nature, for grace does not pass under the laws of nature. You are told, O Mary, things kept hidden from patriarchs and prophets. You have learned, O Virgin, things kept concealed, even from the angels. You have heard, O Purest One, things of which even inspired men have never been deemed worthy. Moses, David, Isaiah, Daniel, and all the prophets prophesied of him, but of the manner of his coming they knew not. Yet you alone, O purest Virgin, are now made the recipient of things of which all these were kept in ignorance, while you learn their origin. For where the Holy Spirit is, all things are set in order. Where divine grace is, all things are made possible by God. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, what is born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And if he is Son of God, then he is also God, of one form with the Father and co-eternal. In his person, he is the Father's image, and through his reflection, the Father's glory shines forth. And as streams ever proceed from a fountain, so also from this ever-flowing and ever-living fountain, the light of the world proceeds, namely, Christ our God. For it is of him that the prophets have said, "The streams of the river make glad the city of God." And not one city only, but all cities. For Christ's coming makes glad the whole world. Rightly, therefore, did the angel say to Mary, first of all, "Hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee." For with her was laid up the full treasure of grace. And of all generations, she alone has risen as a virgin pure in body and in spirit. And she alone bears him who bears all things by his very word. It is not her beauty in body that calls forth our admiration, but the virtue within her soul. Wherefore, even the angels addressed her with the greeting, "Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, who is no earthly spouse. He himself is with thee, who is the Lord of sanctification, the Father of all purity, the author of incorruption, and the bestower of freedom, the curator of salvation, and the steward and provider of true peace, who from a virgin earth, made man, and from man's side formed Eve. Even this Lord is with thee, while also becoming of thee. Come therefore, brothers and sisters, and let us take up the angelic song, and to the utmost of our ability, return the due meed of praise, saying, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. For it is ours truly to rejoice, seeing that God's grace has chosen to dwell with her, the Lord of glory, dwelling in a handmaiden. He that is fairer than the children of men, dwelling in a fair virgin. He who sanctifies all things, dwelling in the undefiled. Hail, thou who art highly favored, fountain of the light that lightens all who believe upon him. Hail, thou who art highly favored, rising of the spiritual sun, an undefiled flower of life. Hail, thou who art highly favored, mead of sweet savor. Hail, thou who art highly favored, ever-blooming vine that makes glad the souls of all who honor thee. Hail, thou who art highly favored, soil that though untilled bears bounteous fruit. For our Lord Jesus Christ proceeds without fusion or mutation from a pure and undefiled virgin, perfect in divinity and perfect in humanity, in all things equal to the Father, and in all consubstantial with us, save in sin. The holy fathers, patriarchs, and prophets desired to be eyewitnesses of him, but did not attain this height. Some, by visions, beheld him in type and darkly. Others, again, were privileged to hear the divine voice in the cloud and saw holy angels. But to Mary alone did the archangel Gabriel luminously reveal himself, bringing that glad address, Hail, thou who art highly favored. So she received the word, and in due time the fulfillment, according to her body's course, bringing forth the priceless pearl. Come then, dearly beloved, and let us also chant the melody taught by David, and say, Arise, O Lord, and go into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy sanctuary. For the Holy Virgin is in truth the ark, wrought with gold within and without, which has received the whole treasury of the sanctuary. Come, dearly beloved, and let us remember what has gone before us, and let us glorify, celebrate, and bless the rod that sprung forth so marvelously from Jesse. For Luke, in his inspired gospel, delivers a testimony not only to Joseph, but also to Mary, the mother of God, and gives this account of the family and house of David. For Joseph went up, he says, from Galilee unto a city of Judea, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child, because they were of the house and family of David. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her son, the firstborn of all creation, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. She wrapped in swaddling clothes him who is covered with light as with a garment. She wrapped in swaddling clothes him who made every creature. She laid in a manger him who sits above the cherubim and is praised by myriads of angels. In the manger reserved for dumb beasts, the word of God reposed, in order that he might impart to men who became irrational by free choice the vision of true reason. In the wood from which cattle eat was laid the heavenly bread, that he might provide spiritual sustenance for men who live like the beasts of the earth. Nor was there even room for him in the inn. He found no place who by his word established heaven and earth. For though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, and chose extreme humiliation to save our nature, in his inherent goodness towards us. He who performed unutterable mysteries in heaven, in the bosom of the Father, reposed in a cave in the arms of his mother. Angelic choirs encircled him, singing of glory in heaven and of peace on earth. In heaven he was seated at the right hand of the Father, and in the manger he rested, as it were, upon the cherubim. In truth, even there was his cherubic throne, his royal seat. Holy of the holy, and alone glorious upon earth, and holier than the holy, was that wood upon which Christ our God rested. To him be glory, honor, and power, together with the Father undefiled, and the all-holy and quickening Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.